Locker room chats continuing here this week down the home stretch of the regular season in high school basketball. And now time to talk a little bit about Royal Valley Hoops. And we're joined now by the girls head coach. That is David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, you saw number 4 in 3A Tuesday night. Of course, Nemaha Central right now, the top team in the Big 7. They're able to get the win 52-22. A little bit different outcome than that first meeting a couple of weeks ago. You know, maybe what was different this time around than that first one?
Oh, it all came down to shooting, really. I mean, at the end of the day, we had 12 assists. The last time we played them, we had 4 assists last night. And, you know, that assist is a tough stat because you got to make the pass and you got to make it accurately, but then you also have to make the shot. And we started the game looking solid. We bricked 4 or 5 straight free throws or straight layups. It felt like. In the first quarter, we were up 4-2, and we could have extended the lead there, and that makes things different. And but we end up going 0-for-14 from the 3-point line, which is that's the first time that's happened all year. And basketball in the season, you're going to play enough games that you're going to get some ebbs and flows. And this was this was a little bit of an ebb for us. You know, they went 6 for 13 or 7 for something in from the 3-point line, which was drastically different. We guarded the 3-point line much better the first time when we went up to Nemaha. So yeah, it's one of those games where we still did some great things, but shooting was the major difference.
Talk about this stretch here in February. The weather in January, of course, made things difficult. Quite a few games moved around in the area, so teams having to navigate schedules a little bit differently. But you know, from February 1st through February 9th, you played on the 1st, the 2nd, the 6th, the 7th, and the 9th. So not a lot of practice time. You're getting a lot of games in. You know, how challenging is that, you know, to kind of navigate a schedule like that with more games than practices?
You know, it's, of course, the challenge. You know, but I was really proud of our girls. And, you know, another challenge was 4 of those 6 games that she's mentioned were on the road. And we're playing high-level competition between Nemaha and 3A and Baldwin and 4A and different teams, and so yeah, it was a difficult stretch, but I thought our girls really played well. They really focused in and tried to control what they could control, and we battled and we kept getting better. Not, you know, statistically, it's just amazing how far we've come since the beginning of the year.
And you speak of another road game. Friday, you'll go to Hiawatha, second to last game of the regular season. You saw them in early January. Hiawatha was able to get that win, 45-30. You know, what do you see from them maybe now compared to that matchup earlier, just right after the break, and maybe what's different about your team now compared to that first meeting?
You know, that game was kind of crazy when you think about it. We were down. Hiawatha hit 5 of their first 6 shots, and some of those were pretty tough shots. And you know, we were down 11-1. It was 0-7, and then I think 11 or 12-1 within the first couple of minutes, and we were able to rally, and I think we made a run and got it to 12-14, 13-14, something like that. We never took the lead, but we had multiple good looks at it, and we could have in the second quarter, third quarter, and then they just extended it in the fourth quarter, but. I really thought we battled in that game and they came out on fire. So, Hiawatha's a well-coached team, and Coach Jasper and those guys get it going on. They shoot the 3 ball really well. One of the best 3-point shooting teams in the league, and, they're gonna get their attempts. So we gotta try to get them off the line there, and we gotta limit them to 1 shot attempt, and we gotta rebound really well. And, then we can't turn the ball over against that, you know, that pesky zone they run, the traps and different things, and how active they are. And so we got to value the ball. And we've done a much better job in the last, you know, 6 weeks of valuing the ball and taking care of it and getting, you know, more shot attempts than the other team. So we got to continue to do that in order to have success.
There it is, Royal Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers on the road at Hiawatha on Friday. Game you can view on the Hiawatha channel, also broadcast on 103.9 as well. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.